That's also
okay, good. So I wanted to do, I always like doing something inside. I'll spend most of the time probably on the outside, but I'll kapanim. This is a piece from Sif Sechaim. Sif Sechaim was written by Reb Chaim Friedlander. He was the Talmud Muvaker of Dessler, Mashkir Panovich, and a person who had an ability to give over a lot of very fundamental Torah that comes from deep sources in ways that we can relate to, and that's why I think it's a very chashva sefer. He's written about, at least they've put out about 10 sfarim of his. He was unfortunately nifter young. He must have been around 60. He was nifter in the 80s sometime. Okay, this piece is called Rosh Hashanah Sheyosh Hashanah, and it gives us a very different perspective on what Rosh Hashanah is. Normally we think of Rosh Hashanah as being the sort of the summation of the year that was, and a Yom HaDin on the year that was. It gives it a very different knach of, and b'meila, what the avod is. Rosh Hashanah mispa shemes heishloi. There are a few names, the Zichron Shua, Yom Shua, Yom HaZikaron, but the name that has become accepted is Rosh Hashanah, which is not really a name that's at all written anywhere in the Torah. There's a remez fit, Mireishis Hashanah and Achris Hashanah, but it's not a name that's in the Torah, which is interesting that that became the name that the Masechta is called, and it gives us a sense of what the day is. Hadavar Tzorech Bi, the second paragraph. So he has a little bit of an issue with that. Hare Rosh Hainu Aschala. The word Rosh means the beginning. Vimkena Bita Rosh Hashanah is only a date. So it's like calling Sukkot, the Yom Tov Sukkot, Tesvav Tishrei. It's true that it's on Tesvav Tishrei, but Tesvav Tishrei gives us zero input on what it is. So Rosh Hashanah is a day. It's the first day of the year. But is there any input? He says the main teichen of the day is a Yom HaDin. It says the Briyas Ve'Pakeid Askan Chayim Mavis. So the main focus of Avodah should be Yom HaDin. Why is it called Rosh Hashanah instead of Yom HaDin? Next, he says that Oydeh is by name. Madua Nerach HaDin Be'Yom Rishon Shoshana Chadasha. I mean, theoretically, it should be the last day of the year should be Yom HaDin. Now, human beings obviously have shortcomings. We don't have the ability at the exact end of the year to sum up the year. So we do on January 1st, we have everything that happened through December 31st. And a lot of banking systems, again, this was before computers especially, the December 31st would not be a banking day to allow on December 31st to sum up everything that happened, and that you have a clear bottom line, so no transaction happened on the 31st. That's just to sum it up. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchei Melachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need that, so we could have had the end day on the final day of the year. Chof Tes Elul should have been that Yom HaDin. That's the most matim. So Bal Korchach, he says there must be some sort of distinction, something that makes Rosh Hashanah something other than just a Yom HaDin on what was. And he's going to try to explain it. So the first thing in the next paragraph, on a svurim shekol shana deim lechavata, the word shana does mean to repeat again. The Marali brings over here says that shana is melashen shinui, and therefore it means something else. Let's understand exactly what we're talking about. Let's talk about it outside a few minutes. We tend to think of the world as a free space within which we have Bechira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes around, and at the end of the year, he says, okay, what have people done? Good, bad, what's come out of it? That's that's not the right picture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts by assigning a certain tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assigns every unit of time a certain goal, a certain destination. He wants us to realize that destination through Bechira, but Be'etzim, the world has a tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6,000 years, to last 6,000 years. It's not the pshat, I'm giving you 6,000 years, Chevre, let's see what you can accomplish. I'll tell you what's par for the course, but it's up to you. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned something for the 6,000 years. He wants us to do it with our own Bechira, and then he judges us if we got there or not. He says, "Kol shana hi yechida shleima chadasha shel tav yavod Hashem." Every year is a new unit of a certain tachlis, of a tafkid, of a mission. Kol chol dor v'dor yesh tafkid miyuchav Hashem nekastar sabriya. Every dor has a tafkid. V'gam ba'oyse dor in avod Hashava, al b'chol shana mekabla dor tafkid miyuchav tzeres hatachlis. Every year is a unit that can be defined with a tafkid. Bereish Hashana Nidin Hador B'Tor HaYoyse Chelek Masivu V'Kololi Shemibreish HaSoyf Kaladeris. In every year, we look at our Avodah in terms of the big puzzle. So let's give a L'chein B'Berch Zichroinis Nema L'Fanecha Niglu Kol Talumois V'Amoin Nistorish Shemibreishis HaKol Golev Yadu L'Fanecha Hashem L'Keinu. In other words, so let's give a marshal. Imagine I have a crew that's building a road. So I pay them day after day, every day I pay them how many hours you worked. Okay, you work 10 hours today, you get this amount of money, and v'chulu. That's the sort of the daily reckoning. At the end of the year, I'm saying this is a five-year project to pave from here to here. What part of the road have we done? How far are we towards the goal? You're right, I'm paying by the hour, but there's a tachlis in the paving road. I'm not just paying to stand to pave roads. I'm paying you to pave the road. Where have we gone from that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws out the Seif Kol HaDeiros. Rosh Hashanah is each year, each Shana is a unit as part of a bigger tachlis. So even though 6,000 years consists of X amount of days and X amount of minutes, X amount of hours, but they're not units of that. It says Sheshta Alfi Shnin Koy Alma. The unit, the basic unit for the tachlis, the safe tachlis is a year, and b'meila the yom adin that we have measures in that amount. Ela b'din rashon l'skar ma'is rashon shabelvad. We don't just mention what you've done and not done. Ela kol ha'maisin shemreiches at safe kol adiris ki kidei lekvoyas asid rashon echadosha ma'is rashon kol ova b'chol asid. In order to be koveya what he's giving us for the next year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to see what's happened. So the marshal, if I evaluate the year that's happened, that's passed, and the amount of road that's built is insufficient, I say, okay, Rabbi Isai, we can't do it that way. You're going to have to work longer hours, harder, in a different way. Whatever it is, I now take stock of it in B'Torah, the entire picture. In order to understand this, we have to first look at the sheirish of it all. Yesh klal, next page, tzadikim. Yesh klal ba'avonas hanhoges Hashem Yisbarach. Hashpoz mishamayim mishtalshois tomid mitchilo bichlolus kamoi hazera shabaitomen akoil. V'acharkach haklal mispateach mispayat lefratim. Okay, let's talk about this, because this is Yesod Gadol in Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Marabu Masech Hashem Kulam Bechochma Asisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all the mitzvim b'chachma. So the simple, the most, the superficial pshat is that the world is, you know, it's really very cleverly constructed. That's kind of a very, very superficial way of looking at it. It's wrong. When we say Kum Chachma Sisu, it's not a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chacham. Wow, it takes a lot of chachma to work this out. It's very different. Let's understand what we're talking about. When I use, for instance, statistics of some sort, or a klal, so Lamosha, if I tell you that people tend to want to buy X thing on a Sunday, so that's an observation I've made, and the observation I've made comes after the fact that people like to buy six packs of beer on Sundays. That's an observation of something that's happening. Did somebody decide that first and then everybody followed along? Lav dafka. It's a study of human habit. Take people on off day and this and that and that. This is what they do. But let's take something like gravity. I come along and I say anything will fall at a certain pace to something, it'll be attracted to something that is another entity with a certain speed, certain acceleration, depending on how big the body is, how big the body is being attracted to, and what's in the way, etc., etc. I draw that conclusion from things that I see. But the Metzius is the other way around. There was a law laid down by Ribbono Shelom that was Kaveya, that everything is attracted to everything else with a certain with a certain strength, with a certain whatever it is, and that's how things work. The details I see are a result of that law unfolding. So there is a law of gravity, there is a metzias, that's a klal. The klal is everything is attracted to everything else with a certain strength and so on. And that plays itself out in the details. That the world was created b'chachma doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he had gvura, that, you know, and he was able to take mountains and put them together and so on. It means that the world started with a plan, and everything unfolds from a plan. Let's take something we can understand ourselves. Once upon a time, producing an offspring was seen as inception, and then something happens, and it develops in the mother's womb, and it is and it comes to this world. Well, now that we study genetics, we understand that there's a code written about everybody's metzias. And once I first start by mapping out a genetic code, and then from that genetic code, things develop and things unfold in line with the code that was written for them. That's how we understand the world today. So both natural law, we understand there exists a law of gravity and every detail that happens. And in genetics, we understand even more. There exists a sort of overarching plan and it unfolds. The Ribbono Shel Olam created this world like that. And that's the pshat that's with Chachma. And he says over here, Esbir HaDvarim, I'm sorry, Lefikach, the line before, Kasha Hashpoz Hashem Mishtalsa Seleinu, HaChayim Tachtim Zazman, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpoz begins to unfold, Heim Boaz Tchilos B'tzuris Klal, it starts with a general rule law, v'chakach mispartas leprotim chidazman, and then it unfolds into the details that happen in each moment. Esbira dvarim on a moitzim diver Ramban pashas breishes. Shekosav ki sheishes me breishes koilim is called shisal fishnin. This is what Ramban means when he says that breishes, the 6 days of breishes include the 6,000 years. Kloima, kol hamo'oiroes shebishes alfishnin, shoshem ne'utzim shesh me breishes. So in the 6 days of breishes, you have in seed form what's going to happen in 6,000 years. Keshem shebegarin hanizra ba'adoma, just like in the seed, you already have everything that's going to happen afterwards is written in the seed. Tama peres tzivom goyleitz tivat zechosei. Everything's in the seed, even though we see nothing. And when the tree develops, we see what was there lemafreya in the seed. So to the 6 days, he says, is the 6 days are the seed for the year. And that's where the Goyen writes in Safer Tzniyasa. Safer Tzniyasa is the seed of the Zoya. The Safer Tzniyasa is the most compact and information-rich part of the Zoya. It's a small, it's a few pages. It's called Safer Tzniyasa, the safer of the hidden ones. And that's sort of the way it's described is it's the Mishnah. Just like what the Mishnah is to Gemara, Safer Tzniyasa is to the Zohar. So the Goyen over there writes that every single day in Sheish Yemei Breishis is Keneged that, like the Ramban. And he says, Ki Amevinas Masha'ira B'yom HaShishi, Yovim Masha'ira B'Elof HaShishi. If we understand what happened in the 6 day of Bria, we're going to understand what happens al Vashisha and when Mashiach will come. The oikos of Agrosham, da ki kol mashehoya hoive v'yia ad oilom, kol mi brechen kol Yisrael. Everything that's ever going to happen is included from brechen to kol Yisrael. Va'filo protav shakol min v'min shakol adam bifrat v'chol mashiach levolde. Everything that happened to a person will happen to a person, so on and so forth, is all there in the first parasha. And he says on a more fundamental level in the first pasuk, and each one of the words is connected something. I want to stop a second, go off a minute, and talk about this. There's a lot of a lot of people are into the codes, and they sort of base it on this nekuda, that since everything is merumas and bracious, everything that's there is going to be merumas there. If it brings back people to Torah and so on, okay, I can't, it's hard to argue, but besides having certain issues with that type of code where you have the word insulin and so on, there's a deeper problem with it. Not a problem, but a deeper exception to it. People used to think that if we look into a seed with a big enough microscope, we're going to find a picture of the tree, because every seed has a little tree in it. Today, we understand it's nonsense. And every kid thinks that, it used to be when a person had a little film that ran and you could see it in a big projector, so the film was a little picture, and the projector would shine through it. And in a computer, it's not like that. In a computer, you have code. And somebody who understands how to code understands how that code translates to a certain picture on a screen. But it's a very different nature. You're not going to find those little pictures there. And that's why if you look in the Torah, you're not going to find the word insulin and Obama and Trump and Kim Jong and whatever you want over there. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking to understand the Shrash Abriya, understand how a certain Shavishtik and Haga translates to a certain mitzvah in the world. It's like going from code to a picture, not from a tiny picture to a big picture. And that's why, I don't, do I feel that this is what it means? No. Should we stop doing it? You know, listen, if it works, it works. I'm not going to. But I'm saying to understand really what we mean, that everything is merumas there. It's merumas in a very deep way. It's merumas in a way that deals with Shrusha and Hoga, not with the tachlis names and so on. So that's why I just, as a Maima Muska, I wanted. Okay.
Can the Rosh Hashanah please expand a little bit on what he means by this code that we're looking for in the Torah? What is it?
So we're not looking for it. We're looking, you know, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an Hagah where Ra seems to triumph. Why is it that Hitler was able to get his way? I'm not looking at Torah for the name of Hitler. I'm looking in the Torah for an Hagah, an abstract an Hagah where Ra takes over. I'm looking not the word Germany spelled out. I'm looking for a metzias of people that are willing to destroy Klal Yisrael lishma, and do anything it takes, even when he's losing and is about to die, where Molech is willing to be destroyed. I'm looking a lot more towards a sheirish and haga, where there can be Ra lishma. I don't care if I die, and I don't care if I lose everything, but that I accomplish. Those are much deeper nekudas and give a lot more than finding the word Germany spelled backwards or forwards or whatever. You know, when we're looking for the physical pratim and details, we're really understanding a lot less. That's the way I'm coming from. Okay, let's get back. Let's get back to the point. Rosh Hashanah, next paragraph. Rosh Hashanah nitna klolas harshana. Lamadim kolzai yisoyt shen espaya shakol kolobas chola. Vachaka hadvar mispartim. והטעם לכך משום שהפרט מקבלס יהודי כחלק מהכלל, לכן כל הויה בכלל כענף עצם השרש. Since everything is נובע from the שרש, everything is יוניק את שחייס and it's מציאס on the שרש. מימי ברשיס ואילך בכל שנה ושנה מקבל מהשפוע ממה שכבר תום שיש ברשיס. So all year we get the השפוע from what's there, and we get it from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the שרש, that is giving chiyus to every prat and so on. Next page, Sadek Dalet. Lefikoch lefize novin es mashmos Hashem Rosh Hashanah. That's how we understand the name Rosh Hashanah. It's the head. It's the sheirish. Ochen bebitu ze mematzetz mehus hayoyim. Yoyim ze hu roish. כי בוי אנו משפועים לשנה חדושה בצורה של שרש שבוי כלול לכל מהירועס השנה. ובמשך השנה השרש נותח לענופים כל יובים וענף לשרש. So we start with a certain שרשתיק הנהוגה, and then this הנהוגה keeps developing all year and branches out. לכן אנו אומרים זה היום תחילס מסך הזיכרון יום ראשון. It is the beginning, it's a זיכרון for a concept of ראשון. In other words, a person is kaveya, certain hanhagas are nikva that will begin to branch out and affect us in a certain way. Okay, let's skip a little bit because we don't have time for it. He speaks over here about what's going to be nikva. I want to skip a little bit over to something that's more nageya to us. Let's look at Tzadik Vav. Let's go to what's negeh to us. Kivan she osiru akoveya mishum Tzadik Vav? Yeah. Mishum kach kol tfilas Rosh Hashanah heim bakoshes al tachlis abriya. Because we're looking to osid, we're focusing on what's the tachlis of everything. מכיוון שביום זה אני מקבל חלק מתפקד הוועס הבריאה תכליסה והדין הוא לפי תחזית העתיד מהי התפקד הראשונה זו לכן אני מביא מה שיפרסנו וגרגרנו לתחס הבריאה מר שמיים. So since this is the day that we're looking so called at destination, so the ultimate destination we're pegging is גילוי כבוד מר שמיים. אנו מפנים את מבטנו ראשון לכעס העוסית. כי למינוי זה השם מספר חלק וכן למילה הטף כדבו אז קובץ שווית שמיים וחוץ להם את זה כך. הקדוש ברוך הוא will only give us כלים fit if that's what we really want. השונה הטוי והחיים פיינוסה אינם אלו כלים למען עבור אז תחס הבריאו גילו כבית שמיים. So let's talk a little bit about this point over here, how it's relevant very much l'maisa. A person can do things that are right and good, and yet they are very what we call in Hebrew nekudati. Go dav now, I go dav now. Go learn now. Don't do this. So technically I'm doing what's right, but it's not part of any bigger picture. The Rambam says, in one of the places that the Rambam really is kind of nispoil, he expresses himself with tremendous hispilus. He says the most profound statement in Pirkei Avos. He says Pirkei Avos contains one of the most profound statement that would have taken volumes of philosophical works to write it, and it's been reduced to one pithy statement. And he says this statement is made on the godless of the person who said it. Incredible. It's like you wonder what does the Rambam want? We all do l'shem shemayim. We're always doing l'shem shemayim. Everybody's always doing l'shem shemayim. It's l'shem shemayim is the sheirish of everything. Everything everybody does, he fights people, does things. The Rambam says, and the Rambam fleshes it out in Shmoneh Prakim. He says, what is this mechayev a person? So the Rambam says, it means a person does a billion things. It means aligning every single thing to be perfectly in line with the tachlis. It means like this. It doesn't mean, people say, well, everything you do, l'shem shemayim, it's an extraordinary avoida. It doesn't mean a person can do mitzvahs and ma'isem tovim all the time. There's life has in itself a million components, but it means that every single piece is in a place that it's aligned with the tachlis. I want to be over Hashem. I need parnasa for that. So what's going to be my parnasa? How will I attain that parnasa? Which investors do I need? But every single thing I do, I ask myself, do I really need this? I'm going to do this also. Why? Well, once I'm into it, I'll do it. Or it can never hurt to have too much money, or it's you know in today's market you can be overqualified. Is that really? So now I'm doing something which is detracting from Avodas Hashem instead of adding to Avodas Hashem. It means every single person takes time off. If a person doesn't take time off, he can't be over Hashem. He gets worn down. He gets jaded. He gets fatigued, emotionally fatigued, and he doesn't know Avodas Hashem. So that's not taken to tachlis. So take time off. That's great. How much time off? This time off is just because I got into it, and I'm taking time off because I've learned how to enjoy time off, or because this is the amount of breathing space I need to do what I'm supposed to do. Every single act of a person is supposed to fall in line with something. That's how the Rambam learns Bechol Drachech Da'eyu, Bechol Masei Hashem Shemayim, and the Rambam says the most profound statement in all of Torah. It's because it reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. Adam is supposed to be B'Tzelem Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world by starting Kulam B'Chachma Sisa. This world starts with a divine plan, and slowly makes its way down to practical, physical realization of that plan, implementation of that plan. Every nivra in this world is a realization of a plan. And that's how physically we are. We have DNA, and our body is a realization of it. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. He made a strata of the world in Olam HaMachshava, olam of exists only in as a plan. This world exists as a drawing, like an artist drawing, and then an implementation. I want to show that this is the right way of Avodas Hashem. I want to bring a halacha that this shows it. Bringing a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. Big mitzvah, it's wonderful. I cannot walk in to the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon. I need to make a neder to be not at the carbon. Ideally, the person makes a neder at home. I take a sheep and I say, this sheep is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. The halacha is, we're choishes that a person will mess up, like we always do, and therefore we take the carbon, and we do it right before we bring it to Beis HaMikdash. But teiva shalotida v'shatida l'tekayim l'skayim is a b'dievet mi'ikra din. It's better to do it. Why? So the Gemara speaks about a person making a neder to force himself to do what's right. You solicit somebody for an institution. People will give. They make a neder. They have to be making the neder and they'll do it. But why is that the way it's set up? The answer is kedusha is not good things. It's the realization of machshava. A carbon that just marches into the Beis HaMikdash and I happen now to want to bring it, that's not Kedusha. Kedusha is something that with Das and Seichel I was kaveh as a carbon, and the Hakrava is a fulfillment of a Ratzon and a Das. So when we talk ourselves, when we talk about Rosh Hashanah making plans for a year to come, v'chulhu, so we tend to think of it as hechatimtza. We're lucky in this. We're missing this. We don't have this. So we better decide to do it. And especially if you make a kabbalah or another, that certainly puts pressure on you. It's valid. I'm not saying it's invalid, but that's by far the low end of it. The real pshat is Adam as Adam is supposed to plan, is supposed to lay out a course for life and then follow it. We can't do it forever. We can only do it a little bit, but it when we decide what to do, it's not just because we can push ourselves or force ourselves. It's because an Adam who's a bar das does what he knows, not what any given minute he reaches out for by impulse. Even if the impulse is good, even if he's doing good things, Rosh Hashanah puts the avodas ha'adam in a very different perspective. It's the roish of the shana. It's the seichel of the person. Becoming the kaveya as to what the person is going to do, and then he does it. It's not that the seichel is a chetimtza for the maisa. The maisa is the realization of the seichel. So a person planning and having some sort of sense of where do I want to go? Big picture, smaller picture. We're never certain we're going to end up where we want to go. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'adam ha'chalev l'Hashem ani loshen. But at least that our avoda is not the result of being buffeted by, what comes our way. It's because we thought out a mahalach to get there. That's what real avoda Hashem is. And Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah as being the first day of the year is the day to set that. Just like the seichel of the das is the first, the primary, the sheirish of all doing. This is a sheirish, and And then the fulfilling it, when we fulfill that, that becomes Deimet Takarish Baruch Hu's Anhagas. We start with Das Machshava and it comes out. So Aseres Yemei Teshuva is the beginning, the reason why we reset ourselves, because we begin to think. Rosh Hashanah is the day when we've mapped out what's right and what's good and what should I do, and the rest of the days are the following. So it's a type of tshuva which has a very deep knach to it. It's the tshuva because until now we weren't focused on what's supposed to do, we didn't aim at what's right, and now we're finally getting around to doing it. Okay, we should be zeicha this Rosh Hashanah to be able to get a sense of that bigger picture, that sense of anhaga through sichlius and das. It gives meaning to everything a person does. A person all of a sudden begins to do things as part of a bigger picture, not just, you know, I'm in a serious mood now, I'm in a good mood now, this came along my way, this happened. The person is using seichel and das in his most fundamental way, and a person is following through. I have a minute or two for some points, questions, and comments.
Is Rebbe saying that Rosh Hashanah gives you the right perspective, and then a serious nature that's like figuring out how your life?
It both gives you the right perspective, and it casts upon you the obligation to form a perspective. Using seichel and das is part of a person's avoda. And there was somebody, Reb Moshe Shapiro, somebody wrote about, Reb Moshe Shapiro was his father's Rebbe, and he spoke to Reb Moshe twice. Once when he was bar mitzvah, so this boy got up to say Shtikl Torah, and he asked the Shaila about, you know, is the mitzvah sphera separate mitzvahs or one long mitzvah? And when he posed the question, Moshe put a hand on him and said, "V'ma ta omer?" And then 5 years later, when he entered yeshiva, this boy went to Moshe Shapiro and he said, "You know, there's so many drachim and avodas Hashem. You know, which one do you choose?" or something like that. And Moshe told him, "En manos biyadut milishtamesh masechel." In other words, you can't get around using seichel. I can't give you a formula that will preset it. Part of Avodas Hashem is to use das. So asking advice is also part of using das. But at the end of the day, there is no automatic, you know, way to get there. So Rosh Hashanah is a day of Avodah where a person tries to get the big picture. My job in this world is to be Marbe Kvod Shemayim. My job in this world is to bring about Kvod Shemayim. V'chein hala. You know, that's and all my ma'isim are supposed to be part of that. And I'm supposed to align all my ma'isim in line with that. So it's a Yasa Kashbog is mashpia pchin of Reish. It's also a Vedas Adam to do that.
It almost sounds as if the Rosh Hashanah is suggesting one should take time out
and think. I'm actually suggesting that. But it means more, you know, Baruch Hashem, everybody in this room and all of us are doing Osig Navodas HaKodesh one way or another. But and we deal with day-to-day, everything, you know, there's every day with its avodah, its sion, and so on. But some sense of a bigger sense of things, of a person, when I say that I want to grow, that I want to steig, what's a bigger picture? What's my picture of growing and steiging? Where do I see myself doing that? You know, we're not going to come up with definitive answers, but at least we have that on our radar screen, that's the big target, that's the big picture.
And the Rashi was also saying that without that plan, it's like bringing Mazora, if you weren't with Hadish, you didn't make a plan on how to get there.
You're right. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, doing a mitzvah is always good, but you're missing something if you don't. Exactly. I once heard a shmuz from Chaim Kreisworth. I don't think anybody here heard him, but maybe did. You know, he used to speak, he was a marvelous speaker, and he spoke, it was like Erev Chodesh Elul, he spoke about coming into El head first, not feet first. And he said, that's the pshat in the pasuk, mi bikesh mi yedchem remos chatzera. He used to have a ra, remos chatzera. Why is trampling, why is it called trampling, Beis HaMikdash? He said, because you come in, because if you come with your feet first, that's like ragle behema. It's a pair of feet with a head attached to it, not a head directing feet. That was the way he described it.
The tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, are shavu l'chol nefesh, that everybody just being are focusing on malchus shemayim, of being right. Mekabel malchus shemayim, and it's not there's not so much room for the yachid. It's all internal, meaning the person doesn't do bakashas on Rosh Hashanah necessarily.
Correct. Correct, because you know what it's like when you know imagine I once saw it was kind of very funny there was a breslov of shul of some sort next to where I lived, and sometimes vasikin they had a vasikin minyan with daven there. So it was like an old big building they bought. They didn't have money to renovate it, so it had a big tefillah posted from the tzibur that they want the Kadosh Baruch Hu should get them the money to renovate it. But the nusra of the tefillah was something along this line: Eventually, please send us money so that we can install air conditioning based medrash, have a coffee room downstairs, two urns on the right side, like every little detail.
Where do we get that nusach? Where do we get that?
The nusach or the money? Let me tell you what the end is, that a store bought it and it's now some sort of supermarket. So I'm not sure. You know,
we can have everything.
Yeah. but I'm saying, you know, it was kind of. It was touching that they you know, but on the other hand, that's the vision. You know, if a person is able to see a bigger picture, it's uplifting. A person sees more. So when a person, you know, there's a time somebody comes and says, I need a bracha for this, so you give a bracha for that. That person goes off to yeshiva, so you try to think of a bigger picture. You don't say we should learn, you know, this man exubish, you know, you should get up to that test at least or whatever. You say you should go and be, you try to think of a bigger picture, and a person himself, you know, we tend to get caught up with details. We need to, but at least understanding there's a time to realign and think of a big world. There's a world waiting for Tikkun Olam, waiting for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Motfiah, Megal himself, and that the Bria should be Mishaber back again, and then things will go well. It's a bigger picture. Okay, Beseda, and Yashkoyach, HaVayisakoydish, and you should have the building with the coffee room with everything, and bring the Oyer Hashem into Portland. It's now that I was there, I have a feel like what it means. You know, what kind of tremendous the conditions the work that's being accomplished. Baruch Hashem. Okay. All the best. Bye.